Time now for the KSL In Depth. Planned Parenthood filed a lawsuit this afternoon challenging Utah's new abortion law. That law that bans clinics from performing abortions. Well, joining me live now is Senator Dan McKay. He sponsored this new law. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. I imagine that you're not surprised that Planned Parenthood has filed.
No, this is a hotly contested legal issue, and I'm not surprised that they take a different view of the law.
Well, let's start with Planned Parenthood's argument. This is their lawyer, Hannah Swenson.
This violates the rights to determine one's own family composition, the right to bodily integrity, the right to privacy, and the robust right to gender equality that are all protected under Utah's constitution.
Senator McKay, your reaction?
Well, I can just say that they read the constitution differently than I do. And I understand that there's always going to be one side of the law, and obviously the lawyer is for Planned Parenthood is making their case. I would just say I and our counsel reads the law differently than they do.
Planned Parenthood claims that Utah's hospitals aren't set up to handle the influx of patients who are going to need abortions after this takes effect. Some hospitals, they say, might refuse to perform abortions. You've said you've worked with these hospitals, so will they be able to perform these abortions in cases of rape and incest?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we've met and talked to hospital providers, and they made it very clear that this is something that they can provide. And is we're talking about in the cases of rape and incest, we're talking about less than 1% of the number of abortions that are done in the state of Utah. That's a very small number. We have clinics set up throughout the state. You know, is it Steward Healthcare at IHC? There are these, you know, different entities who are, you know, provide medical care throughout the state. And I'm confident that they might potentially, feel differently than Planned Parenthood does. But even if not, I'm confident that we can work together with our medical providers to make sure that they have what they need to provide what state statute requires.
Senator McKay, you sponsored this measure that was approved and signed by the governor. Do you have any role in the upcoming lawsuit, or is it for the lawyers and the judges now?
It's for the lawyers and the judges. For the most part, like we have in the past, we just get to take a observatory role and see what the courts do with it. And, you know, the courts have a final say, so to speak, on maybe one area of code or policy or another, but we tend to take their decisions and do what we can to function within the confines of the Constitution and do the right thing based on what our constituents and what the people of Utah want.
We appreciate you coming on the air so quickly after the lawsuit was filed by Planned Parenthood. Senator Dan McKay joining us live on the Newsline.